Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. I bet you weren't expecting to hear my voice so early in the morning. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Michael Mann and I'm the co-founder here at Man Made. And this is our first ever podcast. The reason that we decided to do this was actually because we've been wanting to do this for a while now. And it wasn't until one of our clients inspired us to take the jump because they've been having so much success with it. So we want to thank that person in particular for doing so. And you know who you are. We're going to be aiming to deliver two of these to you every single week, every single Monday and Friday at 6 a.m. in the morning. And on Mondays, we're going to be giving you a motivational, inspirational story to help kickstart your week. And hopefully you'll be able to find out and look at the value of storytelling, which you can then bring into your videos or your blogs or your writing, whatever it may be. And on Fridays, we're going to be giving tips to enhance your professional career with a focus on storytelling as well. So, for example, we're going to be giving away free top tips for storytelling or the different formats for storytelling. And we're also going to be doing things like 5 ways to get instant connection with people and that kind of thing. So really, we're going to be aiming to really deliver sessions of value, and we're not trying to sell anything. But of course, if you are looking for video photography or a way to tell your story, then please do give us a message. So today's going to be a little bit different. We're going to be talking about mental health. It's Mental Health Awareness Week this week, and it's something that we hold here at Man Made, something quite close to our hearts. Every single one of the team has actually either experienced a mental health problem or has actually worked in mental health themselves. So we feel like we've had a lot of experience in it. So what we're going to talk about today is not only some of them experiences and things that we've been through ourselves, but we're also going to talk about some of the signs to look out for and also some exercises that you can do on your own or with the team, which will help boost morale and create a culture which is acceptable to speak about mental health. You know, one of the main things with mental health is that it's something that isn't spoken about a lot. It's becoming a bigger thing now, but of course it's a little too late. And in fact, 3 in 4 suicides are male. It's because they were not willing enough to open up about their mental health, and they're not willing to speak about it because we create this culture of manly, manly, manly. You can't feel like that because you better man up. You know, men don't have feelings. You know, these sorts of things. We created that society and now we're paying for it, really, because now 3 in 4 suicides are male and it's the biggest killer of males under 35 around the globe. So, you know, this is a really big problem. And what we're trying to hope to do here, and what I'm trying to hope to do here is, as a male, speak about some of this stuff and my own experiences and hopefully inspire some other guys to do the same. You know, that's the goal here. But obviously, it's not just geared towards males. It is geared towards absolutely anyone who really wants to understand mental health better. The first thing to understand really is what mental health is. And we're going to be focusing on anxiety and depression. And these are words that you probably have heard. They're quite big buzzwords. But if we go back to way when I was doing counselling myself, my counsellor always told me that anxiety was something, in fact, a habit where you were gripping onto the future, and depression is a habit where you're gripping onto the past. What I mean by that is depression is something where you're letting something that's affected you in the past, a certain event, affect you right now, and it's creating low energy, it's creating moods, it's creating the way that you feel about yourself and people around you in different ways and really bad ways, because you can't let go of that certain moment. You know, you're living in that moment still. And when you've got anxiety, you're living in the future. You're scared of the what ifs. And if you're someone who's using the word what if quite a lot, you may have or be showing tendencies of mental health problems. You know, what if I get mugged today? Or what if that person over there is going to stab me? You know, these are things which are anxiety induced. And both of these problems occur when you're not focusing on the current present moment. You know, so we're going to be talking a little bit about that in a bit more detail. But when it comes down to mental health itself, it's still something that's not viewed on equal terms as physical health. Physical health and mental health go very much hand in hand, believe it or not. And research suggests that if you have one, you're most likely able to get the other at the same time, and vice versa. So when we look at anxieties and depression, it's one of these things that can affect absolutely anyone. In fact, 1 in 4 adults will experience anxiety and depression throughout their lives, and 1 in 10 in children will have that, which is a huge amount of the population, believe it or not. And it's actually accountable for 1/5 of all days lost in the workplace. So it really should be something that we're affecting and something that we're really looking into as a major, major problem within our businesses, full stop. So here's a little bit about my story. You know, I had anxiety and depression since probably I was about 14 or 15, and that lasted all the way up until I was my early 20s. At the start of my professional career, in fact, through it really into my mid-20s almost, you know, just very recently. And when people think about that and when people hear that I've got that, they just don't believe it. They absolutely do not believe it. And here's a case example of something that's happened is that, you know, for you and when you go to bed, you're often probably quite easy for you to fall asleep. And if you hear a sound, you probably don't think anything of it. The moment that I hear a sound, I pop up like a deer in headlights. You know, I'm looking out the window. I'm thinking whether or not someone's breaking in. I'm thinking about what if someone breaks in and then steals the data. And then if all the data is gone, the business is down, then we're fucked. You know, that's like the worst case scenario. And that's something that would keep me up at all times. And it's something that I've fought with over the years as it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. And it's something that's become a big problem. I didn't used to have this problem before, even when I was suffering anxiety and depression in the past. So it's something new. And mental health is something that you have to realize that it's not something that necessarily goes away. It's something that perhaps you manage to live with or manage to cope with. And please don't be scared and be like, oh my God, it's a condition that I live with through my life. Mental health problems is a habit, I would say. You know, it's a habit of a singular way of reacting to a certain situation or a trigger. And so if someone like me, who runs a business as an entrepreneur and is deemed as someone with bright intelligence, can have something like this, who else can't have it? You know, it's something that we have to be aware of. And so now I'm going to talk about some of the things that you may have to look out for, or signs you might start seeing someone in the team that you know in quite a long time. And for some reason, their energy's changed. You know, you're feeling that perhaps maybe their body language is a bit more closed off. They're a bit more keeping themselves to themselves, and their energy is very much different. The key thing here is just letting anyone that you know that you're there for them and that they are able to talk to you, and you're not going to judge them. You know, the number one thing is to not judge them. You know, you're here to listen to them. You're not here to necessarily help them solve their problems. You're just there to help them to communicate, because sometimes communicating it is the hardest part, but it's also the first step of realization and the first step of rehabilitation. And you might notice that someone's very depressed or very upset with things. They get quite agitated very easily. And once again, these are signs. But on the contrary, you might have someone, and I fit very much into this box, where they don't seem like they have any problems at all. In fact, they're overly charismatic. They're overly energetic. And you won't notice that at all. And this is where you really have to just create that culture for being open and being able to speak with people. And letting the team know and letting your friends know that it's okay to speak about this. It's okay to tell me when you have a problem. It's okay. We're all just humans at the end of the day. And understanding that there's a real issue here fundamentally. Because if they're missing 1/5 of their productivity throughout the whole of their working lives, how much productivity are they losing out for you? And how hard is it to actually just reach out and create a culture to say that it's okay to speak about these things? It's not. And then all of a sudden, things are very much increasing in terms of productivity. You know, if people feel happy with where they're working and they feel comfortable, then there's nothing better. So now, here are 3 kind of things that you can do, either on your own or with your team or teaching someone else, to handle certain situations and to create a better culture. The first thing is breathing techniques and breathing exercises. You know, I can't stress these enough. These are absolutely paramount. But don't just breathe. You know, sometimes you can do that and you can completely blank out and meditate, you know, deep through the nose. You know, all of a sudden you feel much more relaxed. And during the moments of your deep breathing, try to analyze the situation from a theoretical third person point of view. Was there something you could have done about the certain situation that you just encountered that has caused you to feel the way that you are? And if there's not, let's refocus on the current situation now and what you can do to improve it. If you're thinking scared or you're worried about something that is going to happen and what might happen, Take some deep breaths and realize and think about the things that are making you anxious. What ifs? Think about these different scenarios that you're thinking about. Rate them on a 1 to 10 scale about how realistic they are. And then once again, if you're finding it really hard, once again, just refocus. Think about the present. Think about your feet touching the ground, your breath and gravity pulling you in towards the chair and just taking them breaths or even going out for a walk. These are all different things that you can do in the moment, which can help you to feel a little bit better at the time. And obviously, it comes like a roller coaster and it comes up and down all the time. The second thing that you can do is in team meetings. So if you want to do something as a team exercise, what you can do is you can get the whole team round and you can ask them to write how they're feeling on a scale of 1 to 10. Now, what they'll do then is they'll scrunch it all up and they'll put it in the middle for you to have a look at. And you can look at the lowest result, which may be, let's just say, for example, is a 2. And if you do find a 2, just create that culture. Open up the conversation and just say, you know, I understand that it's really hard to talk about these things and I'm really sorry that things are making you very unhappy right now. You know, please do know that the door is always open for me to for you to come and speak to me and communicate any problems that you may have, and that you can speak to me about anything personal or business related, and keeping them doors open and keeping that conversation alive. If the team morale has a low average, then please do voice that. Please do communicate with everyone to say, look guys, the average this week is 4. So please be mindful when you're speaking to your colleagues about how you're speaking to them, and realize that you can lift each other up and help each other and create a culture which is open to compassion, because that's the goal here, is to create a culture where people are open to talk about certain things and to be compassionate with one of each other and take into account that everyone else is human and everyone else has low days. And it's just being able to be there and knowing that someone's there to support you, and the way that they're speaking to you is exactly the same as that they're supporting. These are all things that you can absolutely do, and it's something that if you're working in a team can help you to identify how your team is going on. Because if you notice that things are very low, it might be something to do with the people and the environment that they're working in, which you can address. And last but not least is a challenge for everyone, is to express gratitude. What do I mean by that? What I mean is going into work today and saying to someone, thank you so much for the hard work you're doing. You're doing amazing. I really appreciate everything that you are. You're a great person. You look beautiful today. All this kind of complimentary stuff. And the research suggests that even if you write a letter to thank someone and be grateful to them and express your gratitude to them, but don't even send it, it increases your own mental well-being. So actually, not only does saying something to someone or writing something to someone to compliment them actually increase how they feel, but it also increases how you feel and increases the way that you feel about certain situations and scenarios. You know, just acknowledging that one person really makes a difference. If they're feeling really low and they feel like they're not capable and they feel like no one likes them, and all of a sudden you pay attention to them and you're really acknowledging how they feel, then that's something that can be done. And inspire them to do exactly the same, because they realize that just these small things can make such a huge impact. I can't tell you how many times I've read stories about people who wanted to reach out to a friend and didn't, and because of that, they ended up killing themselves. You know, in that very moment, they could have changed that by just saying, hey, how are you? You know, stop to think about that. So what we really have to work on is increasing and creating cultures where we can actually speak about mental health openly. And speak about that as a male openly, as a female openly, in creating cultures where it's just normal. If you broke your arm, it's only normal for you to tell everyone you broke your arm. So if you're feeling depressed or if you're having a really anxious day, speak to someone. And that's the first step that you need to do. And I urge everyone to speak to someone today about that if they have got an issue. And last but not least, as I mentioned, express that gratitude. You know, I really want you guys just to go out there and speak with people and just tell them how grateful you are for them and ask them how they're doing. It makes a big difference. And I really hope that you enjoyed listening to today's session. On Monday at 6 a.m, we'll be sending you the next one. And if there's any particular topics, or if you think this podcast really helped you in any way, or if you want to hear a particular subject that you want us to research, do let us know. We'd love to hear your feedback. And you know, we're doing this because we want to show people a bit of our personality. I think we want to show a bit of people the type of content we can create and the stories that we can tell. And really, ultimately, is to create a community where we can speak with our clients more openly and destroy the barriers in between everyone. You know, this is the whole thing, you know, businesses to business to business. We're all humans at the end of the day. And I think we need to be able to open up and speak about things and help each other and take each other to the next level. So thank you very much for your time, everyone listening to this. I hope you have really enjoyed the session. And I look forward to speaking with you all soon. Thanks a lot and speak to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.